Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries and Power Boost ingredients.
Told ya. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients.
And they're built right here in the USA with US and global parts.
Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
For the Hidden Killers Podcast, I'm Stacey Cole. Well, Brian Kohberger, the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students in November, claims that he now has an alibi of sorts. He claims he was going for a routine drive when the killings took place. This is according to new court filings. Kohberger, age 28, has been charged with four counts of first-degree murder and one count of burglary. On Wednesday, Kohberger's attorneys objected to the state's request for an alibi of his whereabouts on the night of the murder. In the court documents, his attorneys are claiming that, quote, Mr. Kohberger has long had a habit of going for drives alone, and he did so on the night and morning of the brutal killings. Mr. Kohberger is not claiming to be at a specific location at a specific time. At this time, there is not a specific witness to say precisely where Mr. Kohberger was at each moment of the hours between late night November 12, 2022 and early morning November 13, 2022. His attorney said that evidence that Kohberger was not at the crime scene will come from the cross-examination of state's witnesses. Mr. Kohberger cannot be more specific about the possible witnesses and exactly what they will say, according to the filing. Now, a judge did enter a not guilty plea back in May at his arraignment after he did not respond in court when the judge asked him how he pleaded. This might be judged as just a way to muddy the waters a little bit that, you know, my client likes to go out and drive. He was out driving. Maybe that's why you saw his car on surveillance cameras, because he likes to go out and drive. We'll have more as the Kohberger story unfolds right here on the Hidden Killers Podcast. I'm Stacey Cole.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.